This is Peak Moment. We are living at a peak of human innovation, information, wealth, and health. But we're also at a peak of population and consumption, with rising temperatures and declining resources fueled by cheap oil and gas. Peak Moment Television, bringing you examples of positive responses to energy decline and climate change through local community action.
Hi, welcome to Peak Moment. I'm Janaea Donaldson. One of the important factors that we're going to deal with in the future in our localities is how we do medium of exchange for our goods and our services. It doesn't have to just be the American dollar. My guest today is Francis Ailey, from president of Fourth Corner Exchange. Francis.
Francis.
Tell me, what is Fourth Corner Exchange?
Fourth Corner Exchange is an alternative money system. And it's an alternative because we need an alternative. The mainstream money system has some serious problems.
Well, we've had it for a while. It seems to be working. We're using dollars and euros or whatever. What are the problems with it? Why do we need something different?
Basically, it promotes antisocial behavior.
Really?
I know that sounds quite shocking.
I mean, we use it all the time for exchange.
We do indeed.
But tell me, okay, say more.
There are several myths about our present money system. One is that it's value neutral, that it doesn't affect the exchange between two people. That is not true. That's in all the mainstream economic books, and it's not true.
So give me an example of how it might be, say, a negative value or positive.
Our mainstream money system is based on competition, selfishness, greed, individual gain, instead of cooperative values, altruism, goodwill, and the mainstream money system destroys communities.
That is a really interesting. I mean, this is news. I mean, because
we
are like fish in water with our money system.
Absolutely,
you know, I cannot imagine an alternative.
It affects everything in our lives.
So, what is a local currency or another kind of currency? How could it be set up to be with different values than that selfishness?
Outside of the USA, I'm an Englishman. I moved here 8 years ago. And outside of the USA, there is a worldwide movement to replace the dysfunctional money systems that exist, all the individual national currencies.
Really? That's exciting.
For example, in the UK, which is where I'm from, there are today over 650 local currency systems up and down the country. The first ones were established in 1990. I was the instigator of one of the first systems in 1990.
All right.
I actually found out about local currencies by going to Findhorn.
Yes, the community in Scotland.
Indeed. Wonderful place. I went there for 1 week. They had a conference on abundance, of all things. It was spectacular.
Abundance, that's a good, yes.
And one of the workshops was on money systems. And I attended it. It was given by Jill Jordan. And she said, there are alternative ways to do a medium of exchange. And I thought, you're kidding. So I attended the workshop and I returned to London with the idea of a local currency, setting one up. And at that time, nobody had heard of local currency.
Right.
And I harangued my friends for months until they bowed down and said, okay, we'll do it.
Okay.
And we founded North London LETS, which stands for Local Exchange Trading System.
LETS. Local Exchange Trading System.
Yes.
Okay. And how does it work? How does it work?
Local currencies as a medium of exchange are socially responsible. The competitive element just doesn't exist. They're based on cooperation and rebuilding the community links between the individuals, and they do it very successfully.
How?
The mainstream money system is issued in limited supply.
Okay.
It's a scarcity-based money system.
Okay.
There are a whole series of repercussions and consequences because of that, one of which is there's never actually enough money for people to do all the transactions that they want to conduct.
Well, I understand that certainly because it's also based on debt. I mean, it's
exactly.
Issued for debt.
That's how
and there's
it's
never
issued.
Enough there to pay back both the principal and interest. So,
right.
So we are all competing in some way for those dollars.
Yes.
Is that what you're...
Yes.
Okay.
So a local currency is the opposite. There's always as much local currency as you need to conduct all the exchanges that you wish to conduct. Always. There's always enough money. Isn't that an astonishing idea? Imagine living a life where you always have enough money to do all the exchanges that you want and need.
Now, how do you get those, that abundance, if you will? I mean, your local currency, which you could use to buy food, right? Get somebody to repair your car, whatever it is. Why don't we have them all over the place and abundantly working and the dollar is just over at the margin? What are the hurdles to having that really work in a community?
One of the biggest hurdles is people's ignorance of how the mainstream money system works.
Right.
And how mainstream money is issued. Mainstream money is issued by banks.
Okay.
And those banks have an agenda. So they're giving a public service in providing a medium of exchange, which we all use, we have to use. But at the same time, they have a for-profit agenda. And there's a contradiction there. In fact, if you think about it, the banks issuing money is anti-democratic. It's undemocratic. So we have a political system that's based on democratic principles and an economic system that's based on free market roguery. And competitive pursuits, for-profit competitive pursuits. The two things are in conflict. How can you have a political democracy and an economic free-for-all? It doesn't work.
Well, we're certainly seeing that writ large on the planet.
Indeed.
In terms of competition and scarcity, not just for money, but also other resources here.
Yes, indeed.
How?
And all that is driven by a dysfunctional money system.
So if you're looking at reforming that money system, and you're starting local, which is the best place to start.
Only place to start.
In a way. What does Fourth Corner Exchange have to do with this? What are you trying to do?
Well, when I got here 8 years ago, I talked to people about local currencies, and they were ho-hum. And a few said, that's fabulous, why don't you set one up? And I said, wow, do you know how much time and energy and work it takes to set one of these things up and actually do it properly and make it work? I said, when we get a team together, we'll do it.
Okay.
We got a team together in 2002, 2003, and we started trading in 2004 after some very serious conversations and planning.
Okay.
The essence of it is very simple. We issue the money, and we issue it by trading. So you start with an account at zero, and you can buy any of the goods and services that are available on the system that are being offered by other members.
All right.
And you can sell your goods and services to those other members.
All right.
There's never any need to borrow money, because you can trade freely. You don't have to earn before you spend.
Okay.
I mean, if you think about it, why should you? If you're part of a community of people who trade together and are identified emotionally as a community, why would you have to earn before you spend?
There's a level of trust implicit in this, however. It's
absolutely
that you're not going to be a rogue and head out after having exchange, you know, because you haven't paid, put invested into the system or paid into the system with your own exchange, your own goods or services,
yes,
that you not go and steal, if you will, from
indeed
others. So there's trust that has to be there and built, I would guess.
One of the criticisms that I encountered when we were setting up North London Let's in the UK, hardly ever been done before, nobody knew about it, people said, you're a bunch of idealists. This isn't going to work. What's going to happen is you're going to get a lot of people joining your little barter group, your alternative money system. They're going to spend and spend and spend, and then they're going to leave with huge debts unpaid.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, we didn't know any better, and we thought, well, that might happen. But we're going to try it anyway because we really want to try this out, and we want to see if it works. And we want to see what the effect of it is.
Yes.
So we set up North London Let's. I was there for 8 years, basically on the management group as one of the senior members. And we, during that time, we probably had 1,500 people come into the system, trade, and then move on and leave. And one of the conditions is that when you leave, you bring your account back to zero.
Okay.
Now, one of the astonishing things for me was that during that whole time, we had no defaulted accounts. Not a single person left without bringing their account back to zero. In fact, we had people doing the opposite. We had people who had credit, and they said, you know, I'm not going to spend 100 units. Who in this system really needs some help?
Wow.
And they gave those credits to those people.
Wonderful.
Now, that is the level of trust and community spirit that happens within a healthy local currency group.
That's a wonderful story.
People find a completely different way of trading, of exchanging goods and services. And local currencies rebuild healthy communities.
I want to go back to something for a second here. I know that we have attempted that in a number of communities in America, and
yes,
some are still in existence. You know, there's the Ithaca, Time
Indeed.
Dollars.
Yes.
And others have tried the LETS system. And what I've heard is it takes work to keep them going. They really haven't caught on to supplanting the main, our main money system in any large way. Why? You know, what does it take? What do we have yet to learn? Maybe is the right question here. What are the challenges?
Indeed. I've seen hundreds of local currency systems that people have attempted to set them up in the UK and Europe, and 90% of them fail.
That's a big failure rate.
It is. It's about equivalent to business failures. You start a business, 90% of them will fail in the first 2 years-ish.
Okay.
The main reason local currencies fail is because if you bring people into a local currency, but they're trying to trade with the old mindset from the old money system, it cannot work. You have to re-educate people to what is a community. How do you trade cooperatively, non-destructively? We train everybody who comes into Fourth Corner Exchange. We insist that they come to a new members orientation where we tell them what the differences are.
Okay.
This is the mainstream money system. This is Fourth Corner Exchange. If you come into our system with that mindset, you simply won't last.
And so I realize this is probably 3 hours to tell us, but what's the heart of that different mindset?
You don't have to act selfishly. There's no sense in acting competitively. If you come into our system and act competitively, basically you're just going to alienate people and probably nobody will trade with you and you'll have to leave. But if you act cooperatively and with trust and goodwill, you will build very strong links with the people in our trading group.
So on a practical level, let's say I want to join, right? And how do I begin? What do you do? You know, I've gone through the orientation. How do we begin? Do we set up some kind of accounts?
Yes.
Right. Which is zero.
Yes.
Start. And let's say I have I can offer video services, right?
Right.
So how do people know about that? How do they know to use those services? And so how do you do the communicating about what's available for your goods and services? All that.
Yes. 95% of that is done online. We have a magnificent database that has all that information.
Okay.
And we have a series of offered listings. Those are the things that people are offering. And we have a second set of listings, which is what people want and need.
Okay.
And that's crucial. That's another one of the big differences. Because if you want to get into the system and start trading quickly and earning time dollars, which is our unit of exchange, you go through the wanted listings. And there's so many, you will find things that you can provide.
Both services and physical hard goods?
Yes.
Do people have, you know, my car or my bike or whatever?
I bought my car with time dollars exclusively, and I pay my rent now in time dollars.
How many people are involved right now in the local exchange here in Bellingham, in yours?
Today, over 350.
Okay.
It's sizable. When we started in January 2004, we had 15 people. And we grew to 35, I believe, at the end of 2004. So it started very small.
Yes, it did. So is that on the website? I would imagine you've got information for other communities like mine or other people's communities.
Yes.
Where could they go to learn more about that? I realize we're jumping ahead, but I wanted to make sure we have that.
Our website, fourthcornerexchange.com.
Now, is that F-O-U-R-T-H, fourth, or the numeral four?
Either one. We have both.
You both. Okay. Fourthcornerexchange.com. What I have heard is that when one can pay their mortgage, their property taxes, the big things that are still required in American dollars, we will really see, when we can pay those in our local currencies, then we really will have converted over to a different system.
Indeed.
I would expect that to take a lot of a mass of people asking for that, and a lot of footwork, a lot of legwork.
It will.
To have your city or your county take that.
Indeed.
How much administration does that take now, right now?
Today, very little, because nearly all of it is done online. If you want to trade with someone else, you look through the offered or the wanted listings, you find what you want, or you find something that someone else wants, you phone them up, you agree a price, and then you do the exchange, and then you simply record it on the computer.
So you're doing it yourself.
We, as the management group, we don't take part in any of that.
So you don't have an administrator in that way, in that regard?
We do. But she gets very few phone calls.
So you are really working with innocent. You're working with community. You're working with people that are going to be honest to write down what they have exchanged.
Yes. And we have traded over $10,000 time dollars, which is a time dollar is worth 10 American dollars, rough equivalent. So we have traded over $120,000 worth of goods and services
in
2.5 years.
That's impressive.
It is.
And so if a time dollar is worth about $10 American, then you're really leaving it to the buyer and seller to make their own negotiations about about the value of something.
Yes. So you set your own prices. And if you don't like the price of someone else, then you barter with them. It's like, that's too high. I'll pay you two-thirds of that.
Yeah, yeah. Which again, is a very different system than the standard American money system.
There is a price, and you either pay it or you walk away.
Yeah, yes, right. That's how we're used to it.
There's much more leeway in the system. I find, actually, in many of my trades, the people are undercharging. And I usually pay them more if I really feel satisfied by the goods and services they're providing. I'll pay them more.
radical idea.
Absolutely.
How friendly of you.
Yeah, and it really works. And several other people do on the system.
It's
a completely different mindset.
I was going to say, you're talking about supporting one another. You're not talking about fighting for that last dollar.
Over a limited supply system. It's kept artificially scarce, our mainstream money system. Unnecessarily so.
Why aren't we doing this all over the place?
I have several stories to exemplify that. Basically, over the last 300 years, local currency systems, alternative money systems of every description have popped up. Now, inevitably what happens is the international bankers notice them and stamp them out. Think about it. If you have a successful local currency, they are going to feel threatened by that because then you don't need
their money.
We don't
need their money.
Yeah. Right. And they can't make a profit.
And the central bankers, right, who are really behind, is a private institution, right, behind our national money system.
Yes.
And other national money systems, is that
Every
right?
Every one of them.
Well, of course they don't want to lose that advantage.
And they have tremendous sway and influence over governments. One of the most famous local alternative money systems was started in Wurgl in Austria in 1933. And to condense the story down, the mayor of Wurgl, at the time, the depression was running rampant across Europe, and the mayor saw four of the five factories close down, 90% unemployment, people were starving in the streets. And he thought, I know about this other thing called local currency. I'm going to pull the business community together here and say, listen, guys, we can do this. I don't know whether it works or not, but we're desperate. So they set up an alternative money system. They called it Script. They issued $60,000 worth of Austrian shillings. And within 3 months, everybody was back at work and nobody was starving. And everybody was paying their bills, their rent. Everybody was getting their needs met. It was called the Miracle of Wurgl. And it lasted several months. And what happened was the Austrian National Bank came along, noticed that they were being extremely successful. They'd rejuvenated their whole internal local economy.
Right.
All the towns and villages around were starting to use their money and issue their own. Mm-hmm. And the Austrian National Bank said, you can't do that. It's against the law. And they took the mayor and those business community to court. There was a massive court case. And under threat of imprisonment, those business people and the mayor had to close down that system and return to the mainstream depression. That is what happens.
That's a big threat.
Yes.
That's a very big threat, sure. So at the moment, all the little, if you will, the small local currency exchanges aren't being closed down because they're not a big enough threat yet?
No, the opposite. They're a huge threat. What's different in the last 20 years in the most recent reemergence of local currencies over the last 250, 300 years is one big difference. The number of people that are involved and the level of awareness of those people and the fact that the whole thing is international. Mm-hmm. There are 650 local currency systems up and down the UK. There's no way they could close down one without all the others complaining. The local currencies now in Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Finland, Denmark, Holland, Norway, Italy, and on and on and on. They've swept around the planet in the last 20 years. In some places like Finland and New Zealand, 2 years ago I was speaking to some New Zealanders. There are people in New Zealand who are talking about creating a national local currency. It's kind of a contradiction in terms.
Okay, but based on the different principles,
exactly,
different values.
Exactly.
All right.
A national alternative money system that will replace the New Zealand dollar. They're discussing this in the New Zealand Parliament.
Wow. That's bringing it up to the... Well, that's bringing it up to a level that we could actually... Well, change the world way of working.
Exactly.
In a fundamental way,
yes.
Or truly fundamental,
yes,
way. We only have about 5 or 6 minutes left, and I bet we could travel in all kinds of places, but I want to make sure that if there are other parts, aspects of this that you wanted to cover, that you can do that. Are we missing anything here?
I was interested in reading a section from the spring 1997 issue of Yes Magazine. This particular issue, which is now online, is full of articles, this whole issue on alternative money systems.
It's called Money, Print Your Own, and other things about that.
There you go.
Okay.
And there's a magnificent quote on the inside, which I'd like to read.
Go right ahead.
About the mainstream money system.
Okay.
And it says, warning, this is about the mainstream money system. Use of this product may cause apathy, laziness, selfishness, ignorance, loss of identity, greed, gluttony, a false sense of empowerment, absence of individuality, self-centeredness, manipulative behavior, superficial values, lack of spirituality, environmental destruction, racial tension, murder, war, and impoverishment for others. Continuous and excessive use could render a permanent state of indifference to the welfare of those around you. Use at your own risk. That should be printed on every single dollar bill.
Wow, that's a powerful statement.
Fourth Corner Exchange is one of the small groups that is the solution to this worldwide problem.
Yeah. Now, Fourth Corner Exchange is not a nonprofit group, is that right?
No.
It's a business, if you will,
of
some
sort. We are social entrepreneurs. We have taken the standard business model, and we are using it to serve the needs of the people in the community.
Which is another hybrid, a new
twist.
Created something, isn't it?
Right.
Because you're not out just for profit.
Yes. And we're not just local to Bellingham and Whatcom County.
Oh.
We are now spreading. We have people in Port Townsend, in Mount Vernon, in Snohomish. We are spreading
in your,
south.
In your region. So you're doing
so we are now
regional.
A regional currency.
So if... In the last couple of minutes here, how could people, how could we get a jump on getting started without having the depth of knowledge and experience that you have? How can we help get other local currencies starting? Are there tools on your website that others could learn from or somewhere? Any other resources?
Absolutely. We're developing a program now where we train an area coordinator who will act on behalf of the management group, and they can set up a subgroup of Fourth Corner Exchange.
Okay.
So we will end up with a regional currency that could basically can go anywhere, as long as there's one or two people in that community who will take responsibility for basic administration.
So for bringing memberships in and administering and getting
signing
names and that kind of stuff, and
yeah.
How do you get you on the website and start working?
Right.
I mean, you've made that easy.
We have.
The entire thing's being done online. I would imagine that's a huge help in this tool.
Tremendous help.
Because you don't have to deal with paper things.
Right. At North London Let's, we did everything manually. We printed our own slips, and you had to fill in a check, give it to another member. They had to send it in to the administration office. They had to be typed in by hand into the computer.
Yeah.
We printed directories. I mean...
That's a huge overhead.
Yes.
That's one of the gifts here for the web.
Indeed.
What do you love most about having this happen? I should imagine you're happy to have it happen and are spreading the word.
Absolutely. What I love about Fourth Corner Exchange are the people I've met and the trades I've done.
Really?
There is a magnificent sense of community, powerful sense of community that has evolved and grown around Fourth Corner Exchange. We have social events every single month. It's one of the things we do. We have a new members meeting and a social event. And when people get together at those events, there's just, everybody's high. It's like, wow, this is cool.
And
there's so much energy.
I imagine that it's also a chance to say, and what do you do? And what are you offering?
Absolutely.
What have you, you know, it's like you're expanding your trade network, if you,
you
will.
Yes.
Have any of the local businesses, you mentioned you got a car and you mentioned your rent. What other kinds in our last minute here and a half, what other kinds have businesses joined into this?
Indeed. Terra Organica, which is one of the local produce organic vegetable stores, they have come on board in the last few weeks, and okay. They're going to be accepting a large proportion of time dollars. You can buy goods and services part in national currency and part in time dollars.
Uh-huh.
You can mix and match.
Okay.
And they're going to be taking, I don't know what percentage, but a largest percentage, maybe 50-60% in
That's
time
exciting.
Dollars. Yes.
I think that kind of adoption is what's going to help spread its use.
Yes.
Because if you can go down and buy your shoes or...
There you go.
You know... You broaden that what will I say, the viability of this, the
yes.
utility of it by having everything used.
It rebuilds the local economy, and it supports all the local food growers and business people.
And if the dollar crashes,
doesn't matter.
You have a buffer against that, like the Austrians.
Yes.
And it's legal.
Perfectly legal, yes. In fact, if the dollar goes away, our system will thrive and grow.
You will continue. I mean, you can still pay your produce folks and your in trade things
yes.
and so on. Well, good. And thank you. I mean, you've helped clear up for me understanding how it could work.
Right.
I think that's a big part. Is how do we think about how does it work in a practical level?
Right.
And how it works differently. Well, more power to you. And thank you for joining us here on Peak Moment.
A pleasure.
You're watching Peak Moment, Community Responses for a Changing Energy Future. I'm Janaea Donaldson. Thanks for joining me.
Peak Moment Television, presented by Yuba Gals Independent Media, produced by Janaea Donaldson, directed by Robin Muldrin.